Can you be refreshed, recharged, and even experience rest apart from sleep? It's not a trick question. You absolutely can. If you've missed previous broadcasts this month, be sure and scroll through the LifeWord page to discover other ways we've found in Scripture to be refreshed and find rest that have nothing to do with sleep. Now, on that note, I do love a good nap. I actually love sleep. It's one of my favorite things. You know how if someone is hungry and they get a bit frustrated, the word you might use to describe their behavior is hangry? Well, for me, I get slangry. If I don't get enough sleep, I'm not my best self. My poor children have seen me at my worst when they wake me up in the middle of the night, so they can simply tell me they can't sleep. Much grace required. Our bodies do crave sleep, but is that always the same thing as rest? God established a day of rest. In Genesis 2:2, we read where God finished his work and he rested on the seventh day. Not because he needed it. Creation came into being by God simply speaking it into existence. He wasn't tired, but one of the primary meanings for the Hebrew word for rest, Shabbat, is to cease or stop. God stopped his working. He stopped his doing. Once the Israelites were brought out of Egypt, God commanded them to keep Shabbat, the Sabbath, setting it apart as a day to stop and rest in recognizing who created all things and trusting him with everything. Be still and know that I am God, the psalmist writes. God knew we needed to be still. We needed a day to stop work and turn our attention and our hearts back to God. This kind of rest is what leads us to our next way to be refreshed and satisfied in this life. Jeremiah 31, 25 and 26. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. At this, I awoke and looked around. My sleep had been pleasant to me. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, and part of the promise for God's people was the weary will be refreshed and the faint will be satisfied. Tears wiped away and joy to be found in the promises of God. This is yet another example of God's faithfulness to bless his people when they turned back to him, even after time and time again of their turning away. Israel stopped their sinful behavior, repented, and turned their attention, turned their hearts back to God. God, in his faithfulness, makes this promise, possibly to Jeremiah in a dream. And because it's such good news, he even points out he had a really good sleep. I love that. God cares about our heart rest and our physical rest. This example we find in Jeremiah makes it clear. When we turn our hearts back to God, his faithfulness refreshes and satisfies our soul. That's his promise. That's the truth. Turn your heart to God. Stop all you're doing for a minute. Enter into God's rest as you trust him and put the work aside. He is faithful to refresh and fully satisfy your soul. I'm Lori Klein.